On today's show, VW says its SUV sales are set to explode. BMW is using data analytics to make manufacturing more efficient, and how mobility and autonomy could change the way vehicles are designed. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. In the wake of its diesel scandal, Volkswagen significantly increased its investment in electric vehicles. But the head of the Volkswagen brand, Herbert Diess, says SUVs will propel most of the company's growth over the next several years. Currently, SUVs account for less than 15% of VW's global sales, but Diess expects that number to rocket to 40% of its sales mix by 2020. And the U.S. is a big part of that plan. It's ramping up production of the all-new Atlas at its plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The facility is currently building 400 Atlases a day, which equates to around 100,000 a year. But VW says it will eventually double that and build 800 a day. Volkswagen also wants to more than double its market share in the U.S. over the next decade. According to Reuters, the company is targeting a market share of 5% or more. Currently, it's at 1.9%. Making a vehicle is a very complicated process. There are a lot of steps, meaning there's nearly an infinite amount of ways for the process to get bottled up. But by adding more resources to monitor vehicle production, BMW is highlighting how an automaker can improve its operations. The company uses an access-protected IoT platform that links data from sensors and other processes in production and logistics. BMW then analyzes this data to help enhance production systems, speed up operations, increase flexibility, and reduce complexity and cost. Some examples of what it's doing include laser marking steel sheets so presses can be fine-tuned to each sheet's characteristics, using predictive maintenance to fix machines before they break, and all the way down to making sure bolts are fastened tight enough. Even a minor improvement in the grand scheme of things can make a big difference. Did you know that something like 80% of the emissions generated by a car are emitted in the first 3 minutes after you start the engine? That's how long it can take the catalyst inside the converter to heat up and start cleaning emissions. And that's why automakers have dreamed of having converters that heat up much more quickly. Now Continental could be the first one to the market with an electrically heated catalyst, but only for cars with 48-volt hybrid systems. The CAD is powered by energy captured during braking, and because it comes to temperature so quickly, Continental says it allows engines to be shut down sooner for coasting, braking, and stop-start, which improves fuel efficiency by another 3-4%. Continental calls it EmiCAT, and it can be used with gasoline or diesel engines. It's yet another example of new technology being developed by automotive suppliers that will extend the relevance of internal combustion engines. Coming up next, China says it has a 2,500-mile-per-hour train that will make the Hyperloop obsolete.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Uber is the number one ride-sharing service in the U.S. Lyft is number two. In an effort to close in on its rival, Lyft is expanding its services to an additional 32 states. That now makes 40 states it operates in, with 94% of the U.S. population. Well, move over, Hyperloop, because China's cranking its high-speed flying train up to ludicrous speed. The China Aerospace Science and Industry Corporation is developing a passenger pod that would travel through a near-vacuum tube using magnetic levitation as propulsion. While it sounds very similar to the Hyperloop, whose target speed is 750 miles per hour, the Chinese train will top out at 2,500 mph. Who knows what makes them so different, but the corporation says it owns more than 200 patents for the project. The next step will test the pod at speeds over 620 miles per hour, with a final goal of exporting the trains to 60 countries across Asia, the Middle East, Africa, and Europe. The global auto industry continues to grow this year. Through July, global automakers sold over 53 million light, medium, and heavy vehicles, up 2.6% from last year. The greatest gain came in Europe, whose sales were up 4.3%. In Asia, they were up 3.8%, and up 10% in South America. The only region where sales were down is North America, where they fell 2%. Automakers are on pace to sell 93 million new vehicles by the end of this year. Coming up next, mobility and autonomy could completely change the way vehicles are designed. You know, as we've said, mobility and autonomy could be the most transformative technologies to ever hit the auto industry, and it will have a big impact on vehicle design. On AutoLine this week, John and his panel discuss how those technologies will affect design.
I think the days of taking an existing vehicle and just sort of rebranding it and putting some content on it, the OEMs know that that's probably not going to fly initially. They're going to have to find a way to separate these vehicles out, especially if it's in a geo-fenced environment. Now, that being said, there's mobility services, there's an autonomy. Autonomy, in some respects, is different because, you know, everybody's going to want autonomy, especially in some of the premium sectors. But from a ride-sharing perspective, I do think that, and a lot of us within the forecast services, think that there are separate vehicles that are being designed just for those locations, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your thoughts on that, John?
Well, I think Local Motors, OLLI, that's a great example. There's an autonomous 8-passenger bus or so, powered by, or at least driven by, if you will, by IBM's Watson. What would a car equivalent of that look like? Because OLLI, you know, as cool as it is, it's not sexy, it's not good looking, it's not something that's going to get a song written about it, necessarily. So what's the autonomous car version of that look like? It's coming, and I wouldn't be surprised if Jay doesn't do that, put that car together too.
And going back to what Michael said earlier about the school bus, the kids don't care who makes the school bus. The reality is mobility services are going to require how close can it get to the curb, how wide does the door open, how easy to get in and out of, how easy is it to communicate to the car. So I think OEMs are going to build, whether it's ubiquitous brands or third brands or fourth brands that are under their umbrella, but the vehicles that are used in these mobility services will not be, in my opinion, the normal ones that are used for private ownership and usage.
Will they be separate brands or we think sub-brands?
You know, it depends. If somebody pays a premium for a Peugeot or a Citroen vehicle, right, do I want them to go into the inner city of San Francisco or Boston and see this slightly dinged up, a little bit dirty vehicle used in mobility with the same moniker on the front? I think the answer is no.
Right.
I want to give them a great experience in that usage, but they're more about, is it a great conveyance device, not does it have a Peugeot lion on the front?
Mm-hmm. For more about the impact of mobility on the auto industry, you can watch that entire show right now on Autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. And a quick programming note here, there will not be a new Autoline Daily on Monday due to the Labor Day holiday. That wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching. Have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.